Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. What I love to do is invite people on the show and then go out of town for a funeral. Welcome to the show, Aaron Berg and Gino Bisconti. How are you guys doing?
Awesome, man. This is a great time. We just ordered barbecue from Take an Hour to Order McGee's.
Yeah.
And, it's Terry Black's. You got to be careful insulting Terry Black's here in Austin.
So it's an institution, you would say.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of places. Terry Black's is one. Valentina's is the other.
All right. Well, we got Terry Black's on your recommendation. Yeah. We're very excited about it.
You should be.
And, you should be. Okay. Before we went on air, you specifically said, I don't want Chinese. I hate Chinese. Yeah. I never, ever want Chinese in my life.
He was talking about people, though.
Yeah. See, you're taking this out of context. Yeah. You're making it seem like I was talking about food. And then that video went viral. I lost my manager. But clearly, I was talking about
people. He was talking about Terry Blacks.
By the
you're
way.
Talking about people that are terribly beaten by blacks.
Oh, so there's God a difference. Damn.
There's
that's
a difference.
Good. Yeah.
Like that's different.
Rooftop Koreans, though. So there's always a defense. There's an
which Korea? Option. Internet or no internet? There's two.
I don't know. But you should have known, though, because Jews love Chinese food, right?
Yeah.
That's like
I was never into it. I
really?
Was never one of those Jews that liked Chinese.
You don't like, is it the MSG or whatever?
What MSG, it? And I'm also very...
Because MSG makes my heart race. I barely ever eat Chinese food anywhere. I don't know what that shit is.
You don't want that happening.
Well.
I eat Japanese, even though I have a horrible allergy to sesame seeds. So I go into a sushi restaurant.
I've never heard of anybody having an allergy
have.
To sesame
Clearly
seeds.
Clearly you have. It's a pretty popular allergy.
Just now, you just made that
No.
Shit.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, what do you got, celiac too?
Not celiac, that's my wife. But I'm allergic to sesame seeds, sesame oil, and some nuts.
But you don't. But you're not.
These nuts.
I love that. Bofa? Bofa these nuts.
Yeah.
Are you, shout out Kevin Brosnan.
Bofa's making the fucking rounds again lately. Have you seen that?
Bofa these nuts?
Yeah. My buddy got me once. I wasn't paying attention, and I had my reading glasses on.
He put his balls in
And he goes, Bofa. And I look at him, I go, Bofa. And just the visual, I'm like, Bofa? And he said, yeah, Bofa these nuts.
You got full boomer right there. Yeah. Although boomers are almost the ones that came up with the these nuts thing. It's right there on the line between Gen X and fucking millennial, right?
Do you remember? I remember it was in Texas the first time I was called boomer, and I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, some little Asian girl was very offended by you, and she goes, okay, boomer.
And I didn't know what it meant, and it was literally the George Costanza, what I should have said, because after someone explained like,
you can't quote George Costanza if you're trying to not be a boomer.
But that's just it. Like, I didn't know. I didn't say I wasn't a boomer. I said I didn't know she was calling me that. And
did you call her a whippersnapper?
No, I said what I should have said was, hey, you know what was an even bigger boomer? That bomb we dropped on Japan in the 40s. That was a big boomer.
Yeah. I was saying, you guys are baseball fans, right?
Phillies.
I'm a Mets fan.
You can't be a baseball fan right now. Give it a couple years.
Give up your team.
We were talking about Shohei Ohtani on our baseball show yesterday, who, by the way, is leading the league in home runs and ERA for the first time
Babe Ruth, probably.
Since Babe Ruth in 1919, But I said, if I were to hit a home run off Ohtani, I would drop the bat, stare him down, and say that was for Pearl Harbor before I run the bases.
That's
every
a good
single
one.
Time.
Yeah.
And he would be like, what the fuck are you talking
what
about?
What if you hit it out of the park, you then go in your back pocket, pull out a bat, chew its wing off, and spit it on the ground and go payback?
Yeah. Well, according to Nicholas Wade, formerly of the New York Times, a virologist, that's not how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently. But we can't talk about that, right?
It was in a lab. Yeah. It was in a lab. It was at Tony Hinchcliffe's house, and then they released it.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, as comedians, are you guys afraid of this shit? What happened to Tony Hinchcliffe the other day?
No, we do it all the time. People threw up a picture of me dressed in Asian garb right after Tony got kicked off the show. We're at Vulcan Gas Company this past weekend. Friday and Saturday.
Last night was the last show.
Yeah.
They were great.
And so people there's like a group of cancelers that are horrible. But I get it. Tony's in a position where he's done network stuff and stuff. We don't do that. We just make our own way.
Well, you guys were at Compound, and Compound doesn't give two fucks, right?
No. The
you
more trouble we get in, the more like we are to get a raise.
You got to give a shout out to Anthony Cumia, who set it up, because he's ahead of the curve. Like, he knew.
He was one of the first canceled. Yeah. Way back in the day.
And that's why people gave him so much crap. And my brother's like, well, this should be free, and you're kneecapping yourself. And then year after year, more people are getting this canceled. And I say this to Aaron all the time. Like, we can't be canceled, because everything we say, first of all, you watch it with a cover charge. Second of all, we were lucky enough to build a legion of fans, mm-hmm. you know, when the world went crazy and everyone's like, I want to be on TV. Why? Now there's so many platforms where you can get your own fan base and they will do the advertising and promotion for you and bring in like-minded people. So when someone's like, I can't believe Aaron or Gino said that, they're like, yeah, they're great. No, I want to, you can't.
And yeah, we're fantastic. And we got no ads either. We have no advertisers at all.
How do you support yourself then if you don't have advertisers?
Subscription based only. So it's
and merchandise and shit as
yeah,
well.
We sell merch and you know we perform live too, but it's like it all kind of amalgamates itself. You know, the fan base is very loyal, as I'm sure yours is. And it's like, you know, we came to Austin this weekend. People flew from all around the country to come here. People drove like 6, 8, 10 hours to be here. And they're really strong as a fan base, and they just love the fact that we can still say stuff that you can't say anywhere else, and they're like, just keep going. And sometimes it gets hard, you know, I kind of pussy out a little bit sometimes. I'll be like, yeah, we shouldn't do that, and then I'm like, yeah, whatever. He tells me I'm half in, half out, because I still want to be on the Tonight Show sometimes.
But you don't.
Doing a 5-minute spot.
The only time I really saw him like back down, and it was dumb. It was a joke.
My sister came to a show. She brought this really hot Asian chick.
Scorching
and
hot.
And I have this scorching joke hot. Where I go, I'm monogamous, which if you don't know, is one woman for the rest of my life and hundreds of Asian hands. And this hot Asian woman was there, so I changed it to hundreds of masseuses' hands.
And it killed the joke. You couldn't even look me in the eye. That's the only time. And he's hysterical. As long as I've known him, I'm like, you know what you did.
I remember seeing Norm Macdonald at Cobb's in San Francisco.
That was a great comedy club, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
That shut down? I didn't realize.
No, it's still there, I think.
The building exists, but okay. I mean, this was in 2015, I think. And he came in, and this was right around the time when the trans talk was getting super fucking dicey for a lot of people, right? And he just came in and did 45 minutes. His first 45 minutes were all trans jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Just lighting people up without any regard. Yeah. I think Todd Barry was his opener that night.
Oh, wow.
They were on the same show. I don't remember what order it was in.
Yeah.
But, man, it was hilarious. Because I'm sitting there in the crowd with my, semi-woke girlfriend at the time, which was a mistake. And I'm laughing my ass off at every single joke. And I'm looking around, and there's, like, it's, like, 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Now it would be... I think, honestly, here in Austin, it's usually about 80% of the crowd's laughing, and then 20% of the crowd, which are all white women between the ages of, like, 28 and 45 or so, are just sitting there like, no, canceled.
Yeah.
Just like, shut the fuck up. You didn't come here to be entertained?
I need to sit and read, because I read the first 3 pages of it, like, all, and then I stopped. 1984, again, I'm sure a lot of people have. But even in the first 3 pages, like, just when you think Orwell couldn't have been more on the mark, he talks about cancel culture, and he's literally saying he won't look at beautiful women. He's like, there's a beautiful woman at work. I won't look at her because they're the ones. I can't remember the line, but he basically predicted cancel culture would be the young, you know, hot white chicks who are just like, I'm offended, and no one else cares.
Well, what we're living in now is kind of a mix between 1984 and A Brave New World. Because if you remember, one of the big premises of A Brave New World was subtracting language from the dictionary.
I never read that one.
Right,
but
so it was like, instead of having bad, you would have the word good and ungood, right? So manipulating language for a specific reason so you can basically propaganda.
Yeah, didn't they just do that? Well, they do, but the one that stood out was with this pipeline thing. There wasn't a shortage of gas. There was I can't remember, but
it was a cyber attack, from fucking Russia. Nobody would say anything in the media, and they're tiptoeing around it, and they're like, we think it's Eastern European. And you're like, no, motherfucker, it's Russia. Just say it and get it over with.
Yeah, there's no country in Eastern Europe that has the capability to do that.
They paid the ransom, I heard today. Is that correct?
Yes, $5 million. $5 million fucking dollars. And Biden didn't come out and say shit. And you're like, hey, you're the fucking president. Why is there a gas shortage? Why don't you trot your fucking old ass out there and tell us why it happened and what you're going to do about it? Instead, we'll just pay the ransom and everybody can shut the fuck up and enjoy Terry Black's in an hour, you know?
So what am I supposed to do with all the gas I poured in those shopping bags?
I thought it was bad with the toilet paper.
Yeah.
But what the fuck, man? I mean, look. It wasn't, again, it wasn't an issue of having the petroleum domestically. It was just an issue of moving it around.
Yeah.
So it's not like we had to go cut down trees and make new toilet paper or anything. This is stuff that already existed. We just got to wait for it to get here.
But did anyone else hear, like, you know, it's a false flag to distract people? Because one, the Dems all want to go to, you know, he shut down a pipeline the day he got in office. So this will make people say, wow, you know, if I had an electric car, I'd be fine. He even made an aside about that, you know, and the more we're looking at that, the less we're looking at the highest inflation in whatever. And I think since 2014.
Yeah, 4%.
Yeah, and the fact that, well, I'm hearing, and this is why I don't trust the news, because one channel says this is still the worst border crisis ever. The other's like, no, it's all under control now, and it was because Trump made it so hard to replace them. Everything now, like, I don't believe either side. You just believe the common sense as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just what makes sense to me, you know? Yeah,
this all started in the early 2000s. CNN was probably the most reliable news source that existed on Earth at the time. It was between them and BBC. And as soon as Fox went hard right and everybody saw that you can make money getting with clickbait, basically. This is pre-social media, by the way. They're getting clickbait on network, which, you know, the fucking rates for advertising on that are wild as shit on network and cable. As soon as they saw that, everybody's like, all right, fuck it. I guess this is where we are. And then Crossfire happened. And Jon Stewart tried to fucking warn everybody about that stupid bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's get two idiots that don't know shit and argue in front of each other so it draws all of the attention. And everybody thinks that this argument that's happening here is a representation of reality. So now I've got to pick between these two guys. I don't have to look at any of the data. I just have to pick between these two assholes, between Tucker and fucking Chris Matthews.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good luck, asshole. And here we are, folks.
Well, look, man, I don't know that any of that is sustainable. I was, you know, I follow you on Twitter, Aaron, and you had a post yesterday or the day before with Conan O'Brien and Ellen saying, TV is dead, we won.
Yeah.
That is going to extend into all of late night. Next, it's going to be Trevor Noah. He's under 50,000 fucking viewers.
Come on.
For The Daily Show.
He should be.
Yes.
Come on.
A night. Hey, there's a reason why he's still doing it in his closet. I flipped it on just to see because I was like, hey, everybody's been vaxxed and everybody's back in their studio. Why aren't you? And then the reason is the ratings are under 50,000 for The Daily Show.
Boom.
That is the only way they can afford to keep it on. Comedy Central's gone to all animation except for that show. Everything else has been wiped out as far as live action goes. Yeah. And I think the rest of these guys are next. I mean, look, you're looking at even the ESPNs. They let go of Kenny Mayne and all those guys. Anybody with a huge salary in those late night kind of 6 p.m. slots afterwards, they're going to slowly start letting go as time goes on because everybody's shifting in a podcast because it's opinions like us that everybody wants to hear versus, all right, what are these dickheads peddling for 8 minutes? And then I'm going to get a fucking commercial about GasX.
Well, it's like the fucking...
Yeah,
agreed. It's like a presidential debate, right? So you have an hour long or even 3 hour long debate between 15 retards on stage. And like, here's a very complex question from one of our listeners. You have 12 seconds to respond. Fuck.
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck are you supposed to have a conversation like that with time hacks built into it?
But this is what I talk about. And this is another reason I love the show me and Aaron doing Hot Water on Compound Media, because they make fun of me, but I quote the Buddha. If you don't go within, go without, okay? Mm. And either you create from within, like
which
you guys
Buddha,
do.
Though? Like actual Siddhartha or the fat guy?
The fat guy. The fat guy that they have the big statue of in India that people bring oranges to.
So wait, who is the Siddhartha guy? Why have you not brought him up?
Siddhartha is in the Herman Hesse book that's
why have you
on.
Never told me there's two Buddhas?
You never ask about one of them.
Siddhartha Gautama is the skinny dude that was part of the royalty there that left. He fucking said, I don't want any of that. And he lived poor out in the streets.
Yeah.
Right?
Fat Buddhas.
But then Fat Buddha, I don't know why they created a fat golden version of that.
There's like 800. There's so many Buddhas, right? Like there's the fat traveling Buddha. Yeah. Did you ever
more
read
Buddhas?
I didn't read Brave New World, but I will say I read Siddhartha by Herman Hesse twice.
Yeah.
That's such a good book. Mm-hmm. But I've said this before, if you don't go within, you go without, okay? Mm. And going within, we create, like all of us doing podcasts and stuff, and like, this is what the world wants. Excuse me, this is what I want to say, and whoever wants it, it reaches, and they become your fans, okay?
Right.
Everyone we're talking about on, we all agree, Trevor Noah has never been funny. He got the job because he's a good-looking, like multiracial kid with an accent. But they're all doing the pandering. Like, Colbert's about to get crushed because all he did was bash on Trump, and without Trump in office, he's got nothing. And all these guys are just saying, what can I say that will, you know, get the ratings and what and won't offend people?
Network's a game. Yeah. Network is like, here's what people want. Let's give it to them.
Yep.
And this is what advertisers want. This is the opposite of that.
Yeah.
This is honesty.
Genuine, well, people want to be genuine creation.
People want to be entertained. So you saw, what, 10 years ago or so, the slow trickle of fast food companies starting to produce some healthy options started, right?
Right.
And it's because people started to realize that they've been eating garbage their whole lives. A lot of people have realized that
podcasts
been,
are salads at Wendy's.
More or less,
what you're saying?
Wait, so I shouldn't go get free donuts and French fries to get a vaccine?
Yeah.
They won't make me healthier?
Did you see your fucking mayor nibbling on fucking French fries?
When he does something stupid, he's our mayor.
Hey, man.
Yeah, our mayor.
I want you to imagine this burger. Not if a burger offends anybody.
Got a burger on my mind. I hope I can digest it through all these blood clots pussy I got from Johnson & Johnson.
Jesus,
dude,
Christ.
Dude, the board of Shake Shack looked at the numbers and said, "Don't give away the fucking burger, bro. We're not doing that.
Yeah. Right.
Fries are good enough. Yeah. Don't get rid of the fucking burger."
That was the cringiest shit I think I've ever seen in my life.
Dear obese black people, you just got vaccinated. Now how about fresh diabetes? Come on down to the Harlem Shake Shack.
The number one killer of black people in America is heart disease.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, the number one killer.
I thought it was other black people, but go on.
I thought it was Chauvin.
Individually, even from prison. No, it's
earn or pay.
But it's also the number one cause of death for white people.
Right.
Yeah.
Heart disease.
So
always.
What type of idiot? Do you remember Bloomberg was like, we got to get rid of these big sodas? And now de Blasio's like, let's get rid of the cops and bring back French fries.
God.
Our city is such a fucking rampant shithole.
Oh, yeah.
But I believe it's going to come back. It's
so
not
going to
be.
With James Altucher, who wrote It's
Going I Love
You're
James.
A friend of ours.
Yeah, I love James. Too, yeah. We're good friends.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he jumped the gun a bit, and James, a very smart guy.
He's also kind of a provocateur a little bit. Like, he likes to throw stuff out into the water and see what happens and then record the data off that as well.
And don't get me wrong, James is incredibly successful and has gone up and down.
Yeah.
He's got a hell of a life story. I've sat down with him. We were supposed to make a movie together, and then COVID happened.
Yeah, we had him on about a month ago,
I guess.
He's
fun. Great, yeah. And he's really like
fucking great guy.
A cool guy.
But he also left room for the possibility of New York coming back. He just thinks with the current, like, if you keep de Blasio as mayor there, which is not going to happen, but like, if things continue down the path they're going right now, it's not coming back.
No, but now our best option is Andrew Yang, who's just saying whatever he has to say to get in office, and then you know he's going to swing totally the other way.
It's a problem with electing populists like that,
right,
is that they don't have any support within the infrastructure of the government to get any of that shit done. It's it's unrealistic.
They
to be
say
honest.
What they have to say to get elected.
Yeah.
I get it. But you need someone like a Giuliani to come in and clean house. Yeah.
But I would argue, Aaron, like, is it coming back, or it's going to come back in a different
way? It's going to come
back,
but it's going to take, it's not what it was in the 70s. It's not whatever the hell that Netflix documentary was where they showed Fear City. It's not Fear City.
Oh, yeah, no, not at all.
It's
going
to come back. But it's
early
fucking
90s
violent. I walk
through.
My daughter to the studio sometimes. We get off at the Port Authority bus terminal, walk 5 blocks to the studio. That's 8th Avenue. It is night of the walking dead. People shooting smack, people shitting on the street.
Lying there.
People have been, and I've got to walk my 3.5-year-old by, and she just sees people sleeping on the street with needles hanging out of their arms. And then I'm rooting through their pockets, trying to see what they have left.
We said leave that part out.
And then,
no, it's fine. If they're out cold, I'm pretty sure you have implied consent there.
Yeah, you do have implied consent. So then I start fucking its mouth.
Yeah.
And then my daughter's like, Dad, what are you doing?
My point is,
you're like, hey, honey, you're supposed to be watching out for the fucking cops.
It's
do your
a
job.
Job. But it's like, we had a row house in Queens. We're like, we could stay. I go, we got to move. So we thought maybe South Carolina, maybe Florida. And then I was like, let's bank on it coming back. And there's still that need of me. You know, I used to do 25 sets a week of stand-up. So I still need that. So we go, let's bet on it. So we bought a house out of the city enough in Jersey where we got a lake and we can do all the stuff we want to do. But then I can zip into the city. So
are you taking the train in or are you driving?
I take a bus in the day and it's like 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's not
and then
gross.
I drive in at night.
For now,
you
right?
You take the fucking bus for real?
I know, it's crazy, isn't
yeah,
it?
But
I'm
it's
not a bus-looking guy.
Well,
busted right. looking guy.
I mean, busted looking guy.
Come on.
Yeah, actually are. It takes friends, though, good friends, to say you're a fucking bus looking guy.
Do I look like a bus guy?
No, not at all. Bus people usually have stains on their clothes.
But these buses aren't. That's him. He looks like a bus guy. He slept in his car for a year and he'd shit in plastic bags and throw it out over the George Washington Bridge.
Well, that's responsible, though.
Yeah, one time I had to shit in a bag. You guys have said it. You're good for three shit a year, right? One shit your pants every 3 years.
Yeah, one shit your pants a year.
I listened to the show, but yeah, I did. And you're right, thank you. It was a stick, because Daddy drives a stick.
Drives a stick shift. There's only like 28 models. Shit in a bag.
Yeah, Daddy's that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you're going to, if, man.
Yeah, take the bus. You've got
a manual transmission. Well, I mean, right now, nobody's driving in to offices in New York anymore.
Yeah. That's why I want to circle back and say, I don't, like, Altucher was dead on with that, because he said,
well, the commercial real estate market.
And then you get guys like Seinfeld Skyping, like, responding from the Hamptons, and nothing.
It's my joke. Yeah,
it wasn't a joke. You make it funny.
It's my joke.
And the only thing that's,
well, even, James did retell your joke on our show, just so you know.
Did he?
He was making fun of Seinfeld from tweeting him from the Hamptons. Good. Like, dude, you're in the Hamptons.
Not only that, what did he do the day comedy was legally back, and we never saw
Jerry?
Yeah, what
Jerry
did he
went
do?
And did a spot the night comedy came back.
Made sure he tweeted about it, right?
He's like, I'll be at Gotham tonight, but I don't think he's popped up since then.
He hasn't. That's
and I'm a big fan of Jerry.
He's brilliant.
He's somewhere trying to spend $1 billion right now.
Give him
a break.
I get what I mean. Jerry is the sage of comedy still, because he remembers when it's like, nah, you can say whatever you want. You can make fun of whatever you want. So say what you want about him. He may be out of touch because how rich he is. He still knows comedy.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm saying what he said and what he did when it opened. When you're tweeting from the Hamptons and when you're tweeting, I'm back for the first night and never return, it kind of proves what James is saying.
Yeah.
I just quoted Costanza earlier. That's the funniest show going. But
And
you can't even do half the jokes they did now.
No.
Because he was that far ahead of the game, or the game was, you know, that sane back then. But the things he the way he acts, and this is a great, it proves kind of what Altucher is saying, I would argue.
I think if people aren't getting a lot of corporate companies, what's the big software company?
Microsoft.
No, it's the,
IBM.
It's not SAP.
Apple.
It's not SAP.
Huh? Oracle? Salesforce.
Salesforce, yes. Salesforce is sending people home forever. Like, they're going to keep their business going, but they're not bringing people back into offices unless you absolutely have to be there. And that's a smart move, because Salesforce, if you go to any major city other than L.A., New York, or Chicago, where that are pretty cramped in a lot of ways. For example, if you go to Oakland, SAP just outside of town has a massive fucking building. And who knows how much they spend on that and how much they're spending to keep it up. Why? And in New York, we've seen this before during the 90s when all those fucking brick warehouses started turning into restaurants and clubs and bars and shit like that. It's going to happen again, but it's going to happen with commercial real estate, which is then going to make it's going to devalue all the residential real estate, right?
Right.
Because there's going to be a fucking too much supply and not enough demand.
So what are those buildings going to turn into? Those
fucking
places?
Loft houses, probably.
Yeah. Wow.
What else would you do with them?
But wouldn't you argue everything you're saying, this is like the past year, COVID, I've said, and a lot of people, it was the greatest thing ever for a lot of people. I mean, it's terrible, but the people that knew what they were doing, the people that knew how to adapt, the people that weren't set in their ways, networked, like we had a great year. And so he's been booked. Yeah, because we're good at what we do and we have the fan base and we don't sit there waiting for someone to hand us something. We don't sit there saying like, well, this is the way it's done. Let's just wait to see what's next. No, this is the way we're doing it. And I say this all the time. We started doing these secret shows, you know, which, because literally he had a gig canceled, and on our show, one of our fans, like, oh, sorry, see, we had a show, and literally he had a show canceled, and he was losing, he's like, I gotta do a show this week, and a fan texted us, or DM'd us, or whatever, and said, I have a really nice house, bring a sound system, bring some comics, and we did it, and that's when you realize, and I've said this before, and oh, I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I say it in my act now.
The moon landing was fake.
No, really happened. I said, when people laugh now, I literally say, hold on to that feeling right now. Because you know it feels good to laugh. But people, like, you can't convince me that you can't control people that aren't afraid. And people that are laughing aren't afraid. And that's why we've talked. They prioritized reopening comedy clubs last. Remember, we were sitting there.
Well, it was the first thing to come back after 9/11, by the way.
What's
after 9/11, the first any kind of entertainment that came back was fucking the Tonight Show and Saturday Night Live and shit like that.
Yeah.
Right? And it was a huge deal back then.
Yeah.
Everybody came back and did their whole fucking let's get back to normal speech at first, but then got right into the comedy. And it was a big deal that comedy was the first form of entertainment that came back because they didn't want people to be afraid.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
But this time, because it wasn't all real, they don't need comedy to come back.
Well, the fear is the need to rule by fear is real.
Yeah.
And it's like if you see a leader, trying to lie to people or yell at them to motivate them, then you can tell that person isn't confident.
So you mean if someone says, wear a mask, if you didn't get vaccinated, you have to wear a mask? You have to laugh at our leader.
Yeah.
That joke.
He's a clown, yeah. And the fact that he's like trying to put these tough guy statements out now, like, dude, are you going to try to fight that construction worker that he tried to pick a fight with? By the way, we had that guy.
The push-up thing or something? What was it?
Well, that was the old guy at the fucking... Yeah, this was like a union construction worker or some shit. And the dude was like, you know, you're not going to fucking tell us what to do here, guy. That's not how it works. You serve us. You don't rule us. This is goddamn America. And he's like, Wolf, we could take this outside. Like, what the
Come
fuck
on,
are you talking
I didn't
about?
See that.
I kind of remember that.
Detroit?
Yeah, we had the guy on the motor.
Oh, this
too.
Is when he was still running?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
What did the guy say?
He hasn't been in public. The guy laughed at his face, which is the appropriate response when an old man.
You
want to
take it outside, fella?
Yeah.
I got to get home and chase my dog and try and fuck him and break my foot.
Well, I'd be confident, too, if my wife was a doctor.
Remember, he slipped in the shower because he was trying to grab his dog by the tail.
Oh, my God.
It was a real story.
Well, George Bush almost killed himself with a fucking pretzel.
Yeah, that was
That's not great.
Yeah.
Obama
seemed
to avoid
any major
gaffes.
I wanted to get your thoughts on the CDC today. They said, look, if you're vaxxed, you can go out into public without a mask on. How the fuck are you going to prove that?
We talked about it.
I got vaccinated. I'm a sellout. I got it done because...
Aaron. Berg, he's back.
I got it done.
We were talking about the vaccine.
Oh, the vaccine. Yeah, my dad, he's high risk. He had a kidney transplant. Mm-hmm. He lives in Canada, so he's like, I want to see you, but I can only do it if you're vaccinated. I go, all right. So I went and got the black vaccine, Johnson & Johnson.
Don't call it that.
What? That's what they do. They were giving it to everybody in the inner city. I own two pairs of Timberland boots. They thought I was one. They gave it to me.
All right, I'm going to allow this.
I got very sick.
That was a reasonable explanation.
And I have the card on me. So I do have the card on me. I didn't want to get the vax, but yeah, they're going to start if they go, hey, you have to put your mask. I don't think it's going to get to that. And watch, I'll be the guy who's the cop in the hotel.
Well, they can't... For a number of reasons.
Hang on, I'm trying to stop a guy in the hotel with no mask.
Hang on.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes. Could you put your mask on, please?
I'm vaccinated. I'm lying.
Do you have proof of your vaccination?
Didn't everyone get vaccinated who's an American?
Do you have your card?
I do, but I left it. I left it on my in my DNC.
Those guys just stole someone else's stuff while I was talking to you.
Do you?
Yeah, that's...
we talked about this.
I don't think there's a way to prove it.
No.
And I think in 2 months, they're going to go, anybody can go
outside.
Just
let me fucking Xerox yours, and I'm good.
Yeah, but
do you have it on you? Let's see this thing. Do you have the card on you? Is it like a marijuana card in L.A.?
Yep.
Isn't it obvious, though, we talked about this? One, they just did a study that makes complete sense. People that are vaccinated are still more afraid to do things than people that are unvaccinated.
Yeah.
And two, the only people that are going to keep wearing masks are vaccinated people that are afraid of everyone that's unvaccinated. And I don't think they can prove it either.
No, that's dumb.
No.
Actually, David Hogg just tweeted that he's going to keep wearing a mask because he doesn't want to be confused for a conservative.
Oh, good.
Really?
I mean, David Hogg is a fucking cunt.
Over the face that he should have been shot in.
Oh, damn. There we go. By the way, go to the store right quick because we have a new shirt that deals with this,
I gotta see this
whole thing.
I like the card, by the way. I'm proud of you, Aaron. A nice card. It almost feels like you were a part of something.
Papers? You know? But please give me your papers.
But here's the issue. Right now, this is a emergency use authorization, right? You guys know what that means?
Mm-mm.
It means it's not been approved by the FDA.
They asked him for consent three times.
Yeah, they have to.
When I got shot.
Yeah,
do you consent to this?
It's not just that they have to ask you for consent. 21 U.S. Code, Section 360.
I'm getting that. BBB. Thank you.
Section BBB-3E1A2. Basically, this bill, and I've talked about this on the show before. This law says that a vaccination under EUA cannot be mandatory. It is against federal law for it to be mandated.
Right.
For now.
Right.
But all they have to do is fucking get the FDA to approve it, and then that's over, right?
Yeah, you
so
see,
it's a stopgap.
It doesn't even work. The Yankees got it, and it's like
eight
I get
of them.
It doesn't
eight
work.
Of them. Gleyber Torres, they said, had COVID in the offseason.
Yeah.
And
got vaccinated.
Yeah.
And still got.
But that
COVID
concerns
again.
Me because you think the antibodies. The testing is insane.
It's a fucking flu. I've been telling you this from day one.
Pull that shirt up and put it on the screen.
Take my shirt
off. Obviously, that was the implied intent there.
Yeah.
So, this is what we're going to do instead. Instead of Xeroxing cards. We're just going to wear this shirt around everywhere.
And that's great.
Let people, like, I'm going to hand them a card that's clearly fake. It's like that.
If you want to put this on your computer, that's what we were putting on all during it. COVID is the flu of the better publicist. And it's just a black sheep.
I like
that. And people get so mad. They're like, it's not a hoax. I know. So yeah, it's real.
It's real, but it's not nearly as dangerous.
You're smart, guys. This is. And
thank
I think
you.
Anyway, well, you're welcome,
Aaron. He pointed across the table.
Shut up, bus driver.
Me. I was implied in that.
But if you want to,
you got caught up in the gravity of my compliment. I think.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'll still take it.
If you want to control.
By the way, did you want to thank us both for our service?
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Well, if you want to control a population, here's what you do: one, you create something that kills the oldest people and the weakest people that weren't contributing to society ever. You get all the dumb people, we talked about this, to look at the numbers and live in fear. You get all the retarded, and then you get these same people that see a sticker like that or a shirt like that or tweet like David Hogg. And be like, well, you guys are part of. No, we're not. No, my body can beat this. No, I saw the number. 22 million people have it in India. 1.4 billion people live there. They don't put that. Yeah. They don't put that.
Don't get them started on India.
Oh, India seems like a great place to get an Airbnb right now. Super cheap.
I mean, India has been known for being a second world at best country forever. And their healthcare system has always sucked. So why would they not experience
it? They shit on the beach. Tell them, Aaron.
They also have a very old population there.
Yeah.
It's like the Florida of Asia.
That's why Italy got ravaged so much because...
Old people.
Yeah, and they live on top of each other. Yeah. Like families live on top
in
of
India,
each other.
They have sex in tents. They call it push-up sandwiches.
That's the thing from our show. Our show's very clever. Right. A lot of you people wouldn't get the highbrow stuff that goes on in hot water.
I gotta get new fucking clothes because I look like I should be on a bus.
By the way, let me say this because I have so much respect for guys like Aaron.
Thank you.
Who gets the vaccine. So many guys have to get it because they have so many moving parts in their lives.
Well, you have a lot of EMTs that watch our show and police officers. They're going to have to. Like, if you're a first responder or a medical professional, you can be required.
But if you have kids and it just makes your life easier to go to their all their thing. Like, a buddy of mine, a fan, he's like, I don't want to get the vaccine. But then he's like, a week later, he got it. I'm like, why'd you get it? He's like, I got a 9-year-old. I got an 11-year-old. And I'm like, and I understand that. And I also.
And I got to sell both these kids.
But don't you also think
I gotta meet with people?
The only
selling them in bus stations.
The only people I think that COVID, the vaccines are really killing, and I could be wrong.
People who would have died anyways.
Thank you. Yeah.
Ex-baseball stars.
It killed Hank Aaron. We agree, right?
Well, it may have killed DMX too, but he's done a lot.
And Frank, that's how she died, was COVID.
Jesus Christ, COVID on the cross.
If Jesus had been vaccinated, he would still be alive.
But getting back, like, wouldn't you argue that the only people that are dying of it are the people that would have died anyway? But why are you rushing to get it shot into your arm?
I mean, I don't think the vaccine is dangerous. I don't believe that.
It's just COVID.
To be honest.
Oh, yeah? Watch this. It went in this arm. Okay?
Do you have a magnet?
Watch.
You're pulling it in.
No, it very clearly just went to my arm.
Have you seen the people putting magnets on the vaccination site?
Oh, my God.
Oh, there we go. I just picked him up on a bus. I apologize.
Yeah, clearly. You've further established yourself as a bus rider. All right. At this point,
I'm having a great time.
No, it's not a magnet. It's a fucking location device for Bill Gates. You think it's a coincidence that he got everybody injected and all of a sudden he's single? No, those are fucking...
Oh, Bill Gates is going to be fucking all the dudes that got the vaccine.
No, anybody. Not dudes.
Oh. Not dudes, just 14-year-old girls.
The last time he was single, what was popular? Is he going to... I always wonder about old dudes that got single again. Are they going to go back to the whenever he was in the 80s?
Yeah.
Is he going to start dressing like it's the 80s again?
Picks up chicks and Trans Ams and shit.
Or does he go like full
Gen
Z?
I got the rhythm now.
Does he become a fucking scene kid or some shit?
He starts throwing out floppy disks to girls.
Why can't he just make a fucking sex robot? Like a really good one.
Look, now's the time. Now's the time. We need that shit.
Yeah.
We need Elon to get us off this planet. We need sex robots. We need better drugs.
This guy gets it. He's got my vote.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not running for anything because, as you can see from the back of my computer, all politicians are cunts.
Nice.
Every single one of them.
I saw a tweet that you had about respect for white TV shows and that people aren't respecting white TV shows enough. You led with Silver Spoons. Tell the audience the rest of them that you really, really want to bring back because you feel like a lot of white TV shows matter and you want to bring them back.
WTSM. White TV shows matter. It is because every time you turn on the TV now, it's all just blackaganda. And it's I watched today, and it was a great movie, but it was Ray Charles with Jamie Foxx.
Called Ray.
Every channel was just black TV. And then they make so many bad black TV shows just to push the content out. I think we need to bring back good white TV shows. Cops. Silver Spoons.
Same two shows, basically.
What else? What other good... Flash Gordon?
No. No.
Tell me some other good white TV shows,
Bill and Grace.
King of Queens.
No.
Oh, Seinfeld, obviously.
Seinfeld. But you revamp all
the
shows.
All in the Family.
Oh without God. A doubt.
Shane Gillis had a joke the other night, and it's not finished yet, but he was just like, how they're making all the movies woke now, and they're like, here's Ghostbusters, but with women. And they're like, okay, so what is it, a drama? What? And then I'm giving him ideas. I was like, you got to somehow switch. Like, and he goes, what if we made old liberal movies totally right wing?
Yeah.
So my thought was like Brokeback Mountain, but they just shoot both of them in the woods or something. Ah, them queers is fucking. I think it'd be hilarious.
It's gotten so bad. I'll take
white TV's not a thing anymore. Everything is made with quotas now.
Well,
all TV
I don't know. Yellowstone's
quotas.
Pretty white.
I haven't seen it.
I hear it's great.
It's really good.
The sounds kind of yellow.
He's right about the quotas, though, because have you seen this new show on TBS? I think it's called Ted, where the kid's basically, he's some Indian trans, he looks, non-binary.
Chad.
Yeah, Chad, thank you.
It's played by a woman.
What?
Yeah, it's Nassim Pedrad. Yeah.
What?
From Saturday Night Live.
The child,
Gino had
though.
Sex with him.
It's not important now, bus rider. So wait, but he plays a dude named Chad.
Is this
and
my
a girl?
Stop, sir?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't. The TV's over. It's over. It's TV over. Is over.
TV's dead.
But it's exactly what you said. They're trying so hard. Like, we'll have a woman play a dude. Why don't you just write fucking jokes? Yeah. Like on All in the Family, one of the most classic lines ever.
That was a good show.
Is Bunker's upstairs. George Jefferson comes over and Edith yells, Archie. And she's before she can say George Jefferson, he's like, hold on, Edith. Jefferson's left their bedroom window open. Man, them coloreds love stripes.
Yeah.
And then Jefferson yells, get down here, Bunker. And he's like, that don't sound like you, Edith. It's just comedy gold. Yeah.
Not to say that all black TV shows are bad, because they're not. Michael Che's show is phenomenal.
Yeah,
if you haven't watched it.
He's really funny. As a matter of fact, the only time his co-host, Colin Jost, is ever funny is when Michael Che's making fun of him.
Yeah, Jost isn't that funny.
No,
and I've done stand-up with Jost, too. Sam J has a show coming out. Mm. She is basically the female Patrice O'Neal. She's heavy. She's deep.
As in like physically
she's like a black lesbian, but she's a real fucking comic.
So not like Leslie Jones.
No,
he said real
Leslie
fucking comic.
Yells.
Was she just like
hey, look, I would not say this to Leslie's face.
I could do an hour on my hatred for her.
Yeah. Leslie would make a fucking mess of any of us in hand-to-hand combat.
Not
she's
me.
All right, good. Well, but, you fucking stand in front of us, because she's a fucking bull in a china shop, that lady. I would not. She is a big, mean, angry. I saw her at the airport once, and I'm like, I've done her voice before on Kevin Brennan's show, where I'd be like, Kevin, where you at? And I'm like, oh, she's going to wreck it. I pulled my hat down and fucking walked by her real quick and just went back to my normal first class seat while she sat in the cockpit.
I would love that. If people were fucking, if people are doing an impression of you, that means you're successful.
Yeah,
typically,
but it was
right?
not a kind impression.
Yeah, but it never
it
is.
It's the kind that gets your ass kicked.
Yeah, it's the kind that gets.
But
well,
anyways,
I want you to fight Leslie Jones.
I will, yeah.
Sam J is brilliant. She's great. I've got on after Sam, and she really talks about black issues in a very funny way most of the time, but she was talking about cucking and how white people love watching black people fuck. And I went up after her. I go, everybody, I'm going to hire Sam J to fuck my wife after this. I go, she can sling a main dick, because she's a lesbian. So, but she's got a show coming out, I think, on HBO Max. So there's good black TV, that walks the line. It's not like black people have the worst problem. Have you seen Che's show? He talks about policing in an accurate way, where he's like, my brother's a cop.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
And is it sketch comedy, or is it commentary, kind of like Weekend Update, Seth Meyers type
sketch
shit?
Sketch comedy mixed with commentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's more like old Chappelle show, but more, I would say, more commentary.
I'm told it's a Drinking Brothers podcast meets In Hot Water. That's how funny it is.
Awful.
I doubt it's that good.
Thank you. Can we just discuss that on SNL? Why can't he read a fucking cue card? I don't understand that at all. I hate him on Weekend Update.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see this show, because maybe he has to memorize shit and he's fine with it.
He's probably off the top of his head on this show.
And it's like Trump.
Better.
If you remember when Trump tried to read speeches, It sounded like a fucking third grader.
Right.
And then he'd leave the teleprompter and just start saying the same thing.
When he started saying, when he just started talking, he was fine.
He was so funny.
Yeah.
He's quick. Do you miss him? Do you miss him? I miss him so much.
My wife hated him. I mean, my wife is really liberal leaning in so many ways, but then we agree on other stuff. And I'm not a right wing guy. I'm more of a centrist. Mm-hmm. But it was like Trump was entertaining. He was funny. He was putting money in our pockets. I miss him a lot. I think he was entertaining. I think Biden, you know, if he croaks and Kamala goes in, we're going to be in for some weird artwork all around the city.
Does anyone else think let me rephrase, does anyone else feel bad for Biden? Because I look at him and he's just exhausted. And you have to think that they said, look, just let us parade you around. Hide in your basement. We'll parade you around.
No one says that. No one goes, we're going to parade you around. They pander up to him.
No, Biden right now is like Junior Soprano.
Right.
Right. He's the fucking puppet. He's the guy out there to be the lightning rod.
And he's going
to
shoot Kamala in the house by accident.
She's trying to rob me. Who are you?
But don't you think he just wants to be done and give it to Kamala?
I don't know. He has vascular dementia. So I don't know if he knows what the fuck's going on, to be honest.
Means he's ripped and he has good veins.
No, that's vascularity. Actually, I knew that. I'm very proud of myself.
My vascularity is so dementia.
Yeah, he's not doing well. And yeah. I guess I feel bad for him insofar as he's an elderly man that's being taken advantage of. Yes. But let's be real. He's been a cunt his whole life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The crime bill is his.
Yeah. Yeah.
He also takes credit did take credit when it was popular to do so on a regular basis for writing what became the foundation of the Patriot Act. So Joe Biden can suck my whole dick and balls.
He didn't plagiarize that one.
Well, there's that too. Yeah. Right.
I feel bad for him. Look, you go 47 years with a dream to be president. You finally get in and you can't remember that you're president. It'd be like if Mark Maron got SNL tomorrow. He'd be like, shit. It'd be like having this forever and now fuck.
It'd be like having a threesome, but you black out and don't remember anything.
Nice.
Yeah. That's what's happening.
And then both
right
the
now.
Guys leave.
What? Yeah. No, there's women. Never mind. Why do I bother?
That's
top
one of the
two
things.
Threesomes. Let's go. Let's go around the horn. Top two threesomes for you. I know you're a dirtbag.
Living or dead.
I had two Asian girls in Vancouver, and I did a little bit of cocaine that night. I did the yuck yucks. I go home. I was dating this girl named Dana, who was a waitress in New York. I go, fuck her. We're going to break up anyways. Mm. I go.
Because you're going to be a big star.
I call up. I go, I'd like two women to come over, please. Two Asian women. They came over. They both would like suck my dick, but I was like, you suck it together. And she's like, oh, no, I understand. And then so she'd go away. The other one would suck it. But she used like a wet wipe, like one of those Clorox wipes to wipe my dick because she didn't want the other girl's saliva on my dick. And I'm like, oh, I'm not the dirtiest one in this room.
Yeah.
Clearly.
What's in her saliva that it's.
Yeah. Ming Ling's got the COVID-18.
Yeah.
And then I fucked both of them and I was a little high on coke. And I looked in the mirror and I go, that was fucking awesome. You're the man. Looked in the mirror. I was flexing too. I was like, you did it, big boy.
Well, look, Christian Bale did the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? You look in the mirror and you fucking flex.
Oh, American Psycho. Yeah. Oh,
you have
so
to.
Good.
You have to at that point. Look, it's important. Ray Dalio, he's a billionaire investor, wrote this book called Principles. And it's principles for business and life. Things like radical transparency, like just be honest. Hire slow, fire fast, right? So take your time getting to know somebody. And if you realize they're not going to work out, get them out of there. One of them is celebrate your victories.
Yeah.
Which is what you did. It's important to do that.
Yeah. Fucking great.
Like you want to, life is fucked. It sucks pretty much the whole time, except for a couple of moments. You got to really take advantage of those moments. Unless you're on drugs all the time, like me, my life's dope.
Nice.
Yeah.
What
like
drugs?
Weed?
Yeah. Weed, pills, MDMA.
God, he's like that Rogan psycho. Do you do the DMT?
From time to time, yeah.
Now, that's not a panic attack? It's near death? How much do you do? Do you microdose? That's what the kids are saying.
I don't think
these
days. You can microdose DMT.
Okay, boomer.
You know who was a big boomer? Oh, I did that bit.
DMT is like being in water, like you're a child in water with a life jacket on, and somebody grabs you by the back of the life jacket and just rips you up out of the water, but you can still see yourself down there, basically.
That's right? Insane.
It's not, it shouldn't cause a panic attack though.
Well, no, anything but like whiskey or coke now basically gives me.
Did you do acid back in the day?
I did acid once and I nailed it. I nailed it. It was like a 2-day trip and it was always awesome.
If you do it once and nail it, some people don't learn the right lesson. Which
yeah.
The right lesson is, one, this isn't real, and two, this won't last forever. Those are the two most important things about doing hallucinogens that you can, because then when you go through life, like you've probably been on coke sometime before and your heart's pounding. You're
sometime. How about now? Well, I just mean, quitters. How about now, you pussies?
I just mean sometimes you're on it and you're like, wow, did I take too much? My heart's really going. And you're like, no, I've been here before. It's fine.
But see, with coke now, and we've talked about this, like I'm afraid to do coke because fentanyl has ruined it.
Oh, and if you do fentanyl, then an officer kneels on your neck.
Not every time.
Oh. Well, not every time.
So now, like, if people have coke at wherever I am, I'll wait for it to do a couple rotations. And if they're not dead, then game on.
Which is, again, why I haven't gotten this vaccine yet. Let's be real. Because I don't want to have a fucking third arm growing.
We're the control group.
Yeah.
We're the control group.
You can be a test group. That's fine. I mean, you ride a bus.
I'll be fine.
You're the bus rider.
You saying fucking bus people get the vaccine all the fucking time? Because I fucking ride a bus?
I'm pretty sure when the government goes out looking for test subjects, they're not pulling people out of fucking Teslas and shit.
You know I mean? Hey, look at this bus. Hey, guys, we got a cure for what ails you.
Sir, Three bus tickets with the vaccine.
You change that shirt. It's got a lasagna stain on it, you fucking rubby dub. Picker.
It won't be Chinese food.
No.
You get a $16 fucking bus pass. They're like, vax these guys up. Let's see what happens.
How did you know exactly how much my 60s. Bus pass cost?
Stop it, is it?
Exactly $16.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's creepy.
We're very simpatico in here.
You can get those. Well, you've ever done it in Europe, though? Like, gotten the train and bus?
The rail pass.
The Euro rail passes and stuff like that?
In the late 90s.
For like 80 bucks
same,
or some shit. And it's like a two-week pass for $80 and you go anywhere basically in Europe at the time.
Yeah.
Even I think it actually even went down to Morocco at the time.
I did it in the late 90s.
Before Spain militarized that border.
Yeah, and it's the first time you're like, I can go all over this country, and then you realize every country is as big as a state in America, but it's still amazing. I'll never forget I wised up. I was so proud of myself. I would take the second class smoking train because I love the smell of smoke. Even though I didn't smoke back then, and it was always wide open, you know, and smokers are the coolest people, you know what I mean? So it was like I went everywhere for as cheap as I could. It was great.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, that's.
Do you not smoke now?
I smoke cigars now. This idiot got me so addicted.
What do you like? What kind of cigars do you like?
My father, Tatuaje, Davidoff, Late Hours. I smoke an Opus X once in a while.
I'm a Padron guy myself.
Oh, that's awesome. Right.
But the Padron Maduro 5.5 are my favorite of all.
So good.
Yeah.
Like, I even know they're good. And I do not have the most refined palate. Like, I'm big on the aroma to Cuba.
Backwoods. Yeah. He likes backwoods.
the Java Mint. Ugh.
Well, they're all going to be banned now, right? Any kind of flavored tobacco product is about to get banned.
Oh. Well, I hate the Java Mint. I'm being sarcastic. He tricked me into smoking.
What about the fucking blunts, though? The grape flavored blunts are going to go away. White Owl and all that shit, they're going to be gone.
The people that buy them, are they going
to go? I think the.
What? I'm just inner city
people are going to start cutting up Padrones through all their joints.
Can you imagine? That means shit.
I've seen people do it before.
I've smoked weed out of really nice cigar wrappers.
Larry Bia, who's our black act that we have.
No, he's a very funny comedian. You don't say he's our black act.
No, on my taxes, I go, here's who I paid, our black act.
That's confidential. Only you and the government know that.
All right. Well, anyways, he got into town the other day.
We got this colored fella, the natural born entertainers.
So it's Ray what? What was
it's
his name?
It's all about marketing, right?
The Jamie Foxx played who?
Ray Charles.
Oh, Ray Charles was the name of the movie.
It was called Ray.
You auditioned for that, though, right?
I did.
You were close.
Georgia. Georgia.
What we should do. We should send an actor out, just the whitest Alabama actor of all time to audition for every black role that comes out.
It happened to me. It happened to me. I was the token. They made me come in and audition for The Shield. You remember that show?
Yeah. Oh, The Shield was awesome.
Oh, yeah, checklist.
I'm actually rewatching The Shield right now.
One of my favorite shows of all time.
I never watched it.
Oh, my God, The Shield. 500 black people there auditioning. And I knew the casting director, she was white. And I go, hey, is this what it's like on the other side? And she goes, yeah. She goes, I'll make it up to you. But we had to call one in. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
That's funny.
What was the role?
Serious. Was it for Michael Jace's role?
No, it's for a criminal.
Yeah, there's 500 black guys there. Obviously, it's for a criminal.
Oh, yeah, they got to bring a white guy in just in case.
It was for a registered voter.
It's like, have you seen a home security ad on television?
I just
lately?
Did one, and I'm the robber.
Of course.
I'm not even kidding.
I know. Well, you only got it because I read with you.
That's true. Did you show up in a bus
I'm
to
a
rob
terrible
like, a
how do you get the bus to
wait? Audition?
How do you get the bus to
wait? You don't have to read. Yeah. Yep. The part's yours, bus boy. Get on the fucking.
Sir, how much longer? The owners are going to be back at this house
like
in half
stealing,
an hour.
You're stealing bikes and putting them on the front of the bus and shit.
The bus I take does not have the bike rack.
Oh, really? What do you? Yeah. That's is that like an even poorer bus than
Jesus
usual?
Christ? Why'd I tell this guy
this
take the bus?
So much.
Tell
fun.
Him what type of flight we took to get here.
A layover flight because psycho, and he's the greatest thing ever. But he's a psycho because he's the responsible one. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's like, all right, so we're doing Comedians at the Comp, and I'm like, oh, I found a round trip ticket. This was a month, 2 months ago, before all hell broke loose with gas. Round trip on not Delta. I think it was United. $97 round trip, and he goes, wow, we're not taking that. We're not taking that. I'm like, what? He's like,
tell him why.
Because Rubby Dubs.
No, tell him why. Because why would we? Did not fly United was because of their unethical hiring practices.
No.
Where they don't believe in hiring the most experienced person, but they just wanted to get gender and color hired as pilots.
Because they don't have a first class section and Captain Fantastic needs to sit in the Delta lounge. So we had to take a layover flight from New York to Austin and then we get it, but it was worth it because we walk into the Atlanta Sky Lounge.
Yeah.
And his first two words were, fucking, I miss COVID. Well, that's more than two.
Too busy. Yeah. Everywhere's too fucking busy.
It's too busy, yeah.
Yeah, I fly first class. So for me to take the bus was a big thing, but I suck it up and it makes me feel grounded.
Am I the only one, and
yes,
God bless
you,
am I the only one that you could, I sleep on planes. You could put me in the back row against the wall by the toilet flushing and I don't wake. It's a time machine. I wake up when I'm there.
I can't sleep anywhere in public. I'm afraid of being incepted.
Incepted?
Right.
Like, I just
look
got
up.
That, like
yeah.
the movie. I just,
yeah. Look it up.
Sorry. Or being touched.
That deserved more. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's actually, no, that's an Alec Baldwin joke from 30 Rock, actually, so I can't take credit for it. But I don't, I
can only sleep in first class, by the way. So that's
I can only sleep on like overseas first class where your bed, where it turns into a bed. I
like
can't
Virgin Air has one of those. Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Oh,
yeah.
I got to do that. I just became a platinum member today.
Yeah.
On Delta. And I showed it to him and I had the number scratched out and he goes, why is that? You going to put that on Twitter and brag? I was like, I was.
I said, it's almost like you scratched out the number because you're about to share this and brag in front
of
everyone.
You should tweet it out and tag Rob O'Neill because he's banned from Delta.
Why? Oh, yeah, because
the
mask.
Picture,
yeah, we've had Rob on our
country,
show before.
Yeah.
So he's a great dude.
So is, basically, we turned a 3 hour flight into a 7 hour ordeal each way. So you
gonna
can get
to do it all again today.
I can't wait. I enjoy.
It's a fucking great time.
I enjoy traveling with you way more than you do with me. So I don't care.
I complain a lot.
Well,
he literally looks at me. I complain a lot. Then I'm like, no, buddy, you're the best.
And first class isn't first class anymore. By
he
the way,
he dumped
no
coffee
first
on
class
him.
Line.
Dude, if they're not literally. If I don't have a drink in my hand within a minute of sitting down, then that's
like,
not first class.
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
I know.
I mean, I guess you get the free bag still, but it's not really free because I paid $200 more for the goddamn seat.
I get fucking four free bags with my platinum membership now. I just take empty bags with me.
Yeah. Just in case you pick shit up there and you want to take it back. Right?
Yeah. Here you go. Take these, you fucking rubby dub.
This is filled with 1988 newspapers.
Yes,
yeah. I need those. Don't lose those. They're going to Cleveland with me.
That's filled with Cuomo's dead grandparents. He's just bagging them up and shipping them around the country.
So he's not going to jail, right? He's not going
to
jail.
No, he's not
going
to. Well, he got
jail.
An Emmy, so I think that like you get a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
You can trade the Emmy in for not
get out of
jail
free card.
It's one. I mean, OJ's back here. He got an Emmy.
There he is.
Yeah.
Nice. Did he? I don't
think
he's
got to buy stuff like this.
This is great.
P. Rose.
We got no fancy shit.
See, hey, that, by the way, behind you is the Hulk Hogan championship belt before he said the N-word. I really want to point that out.
Stop.
Pre-N-word on that one.
How'd you get that?
So enjoy it.
We robbed his house.
Nice.
Yeah, he lives down in Miami Beach, I think.
We bought it off of OJ in a motel.
Yeah. Yeah, he tried to... He tried to get handsy, but he's old. And
he was so awesome.
I feel like I should have had something.
I want something like that. We got nothing. We just have like these railroad spikes people sent us.
We have a very cute set.
Why are people sending you railroad spikes?
But a couple years ago, there was one of our fans went after some girl that was coming against the network. And they're like, this girl needs a railroad spike up her ass. And then she was like, people are threatening to rape me with a railroad spike.
Wait to be victims. No one ever did.
So someone sent in railroad spikes. We threw them out,
obviously. Well, just...
in someone's
Brandenburg ass. V. Ohio is the Supreme Court case on what it means, what a threat or incitement to violence is. So just in case anybody accuses
you. So you
that
really know all these cases. I've listened. You're always quoting them. Like, do you read? Because I was. Because
he's a lawyer.
Yeah. Our buddy,
bus lawyer.
our buddy Dave Smith was on Rogan and I listened. I'm like, he's a genius. Like he reads. He said he just got addicted to all these, you know, these legal things. Like, when did you read up on all this stuff?
Just I always
just passionate about it. Right. Yeah.
I like knowing shit.
Yeah. Oh, you definitely do.
I don't like talking about things I don't know about. And it's great. I have to talk.
You love talking about shit you don't know about.
That's all. I built a career on it.
Let
I can't
me tell you about
now.
Buses. All right. They got four wheels. There's a lot of
they
seats.
They have more
on
than
them.
Four wheels. Already you're wrong.
If a black person's playing music loud, you can't say nothing. Loudly. It's just what they get for sitting in the back.
Yeah, you fucked up the grammar on that one again.
Good.
Is it. If someone, let me run this by you. If somebody's in public FaceTiming, like walking through the hallway of a building or in the grocery store, mm-hmm. what do they look like?
You know.
Describe them. Describe this, the color of their skin.
Let me describe it to you this way.
They look like jerks.
If it were night, you would just hear FaceTime.
Okay, that's...
that might be... that might
funny?
Be
funny?
Right, yeah. It's accurate.
Yeah. Is that the word
yeah.
you're looking for?
Yeah. Yeah. It's is that weird?
They're in a hurry, so they don't
some
run out of prepaid minutes.
Yeah, some white people
I called my daughter this morning, but I was like, oh, there's people around eating. I'm going to take a walk. And yeah, like, yeah. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I just like in an elevator. Somebody's
oh,
got,
child, where you been?
Like you're in an elevator and somebody has.
Bring me more grits, waiter.
I like grits.
I've never had grits. Oh, I've had God. Shrimp and grits. I
yeah,
like them.
Grits it's good,
so
right?
so good.
Well, are you from New York, too?
I'm born and raised in South Jersey, but
I'm from Canada,
I've lived in New York longer than ever. Longer yeah. than anywhere else, I should say.
You're a Canadian?
Yeah.
Why are you even here?
Because I moved here to live the American dream.
Go back to your country.
Don't right? tell me what to do.
No,
no buses are going across the border
buses
right
in
now.
Fucking Canada? Like, come on.
I wouldn't yeah. send my own worst FaceTiming in public person back to Canada right now.
It's a who nightmare
was it?
Up
who
there.
Who was it?
Yeah, dude, it's fucked yeah. up there. It is bad.
It's like, insane.
I'm much more American than I am Canadian. Oh,
without a doubt. Yeah, yeah he's busting your balls.
This kind of shit always comes from the left.
What?
This moralistic authoritarianism, right? So the people from the right do it, like the fascism comes about and it's like, we hate these people, so we gotta do X, Y, and Z. On the left, it's we have to protect these people, so we have to do X, Y, and Z. It's so there's always this like fake moralistic bend to it.
Mm-hmm.
Where, they're now, they think they're having a fucking ethical argument where they're the moral victor and you're wrong. And that is way more dangerous than somebody just being
arrogance.
An asshole.
It's yeah. the arrogance.
It's way more dangerous. It's way more dangerous than somebody just being an asshole, because an asshole can be convinced, but somebody that believes they're right will blow themselves up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's fucking dangerous. And that's what we're dealing with now. This shit always comes from the left.
Yeah.
I look, yeah. the left and right are a bunch of cunts. They're all stupid. The idea that one side has it figured out, when we live in a fucking universe that is clearly binary, right? Split down cold and hot, dark and light, fucking male, female. Everything is bifurcated.
You left out 3,800 other genders.
No,
dude.
I didn't.
Okay.
Thanks. Yeah.
Because they don't exist. So
I know.
Everything is bifurcated like that. Why would fucking politics not be? You know what I mean? Even yeah. if it's not male and female genders, it's masculine and feminine behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know what yeah. I mean? So why would politics not require two fucking counter opposing ideas working together, though, right? Like Tip O'Neill, Reagan style working together,
right.
not these assholes these days. It makes sense.
But that's what Trump exposed, that he might have been Republican, but he's like, none of them care about you, and they no. can't, and they'll never be. I can't imagine them shaking that in my lifetime. All, like you said, no. politicians are cunts, and they all, yeah. you know it, they don't, how are these people? You look at Nancy Pelosi, and you're like, you have no... You have no stake in the game with us. You've never lived a normal life. When Donald yeah. Trump like said that, when they're trying to say like, well, you in the debates when he was running in 2016, well, you hired illegal immigrant workers. He's like, I'm the only one on this podium that's ever signed the front of a check. And that resonated with me from then on. It's like, yeah, yeah none of these, they're career politicians. They don't know how normal people live.
Yeah, it seems like a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what else came from the left? John Wilkes Booth. Nobody talks about him anymore, yeah. you know? And that hurts my fucking soul on the inside, dude. No one talks about Booth. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. That was yeah. his quote.
Wayne Gretzky, the good one, the number 98. Yes,
Michael,
I remember.
Michael Scott was yeah. quoting Wayne Gretzky
yeah.
when he said that. So. Yeah.
Nah, I was quoting John Wilkes Booth. Yeah. Now's the point in the show we get to the drinking bro of the week, boys. Someone who's inspired you or helped you become the person you are today. Obviously, yours is going to be the fucking bus driver. What's his name? Go ahead, Aaron. What's his fucking name?
Mr. Who drives Cole. You around? He was my 12th grade writer's craft teacher and helped me edit the school newspaper. And it was edgy, and it got us in trouble. And he said, if everybody likes what you're doing something wrong. Keep pushing against this.
What's
system.
His name again?
Mr. Cole. He's dead now.
Did you do
I didn't kill him.
Okay. I didn't know.
If I can shout out one for my buddy, Alan Rutherford.
Liberace.
Alan Rutherford, buddy of mine that I drank with all through college, one of the best drinkers in the world, was in a head-on collision because some drunk kid swerved across the median, hit him head-on, and said, I was trying to avoid a deer. He survived it. He's doing great, and I can't wait to be drinking with him again. Alan Rutherford.
It's 2021, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's literally no excuse for driving drunk anymore.
No.
You can call an Uber
when
or ride the bus.
When athletes do it, don't you just say, like, you're an idiot?
Like, pay somebody $100,000 a year to drive you everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Why not?
I do that with the bus.
Yeah. But it's $16, yeah. So...
I like how you're shouting out his buddy who almost died. And you're shouting out Liberace over there. I'm not going to let you live that one down. By the way, greatest gay sex scene in a movie was Matt Damon and Michael Douglas as Liberace in that biopic.
Beg to
just
differ.
Blasting out.
Ricky Schroeder got raped by two guys in this movie where he played a young naval officer, and the guys fucking pounded at him, and the next day he started swinging at them.
I got to give it to Berg because he's watched a lot of gay love scenes.
Yeah. I remember the one where Gino was sucking off this dude last night outside the hotel to try and get the room.
That hasn't been published yet.
Oh, okay.
Spoilers! Yeah. You're giving away spoilers!
Yeah. Sorry.
That's a real...
He spoiled my good necktie. All right.
Hey, we'll let you get to Terry Black's. We appreciate you guys being here today. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Sure. I'm on Twitter at Aaron Berg Comedy. Check out our show In Hot Water every day, Monday to Thursday, compoundmedia.com. Our Patreon is patreon.com/gumfridays. Live dates at compoundcomedy.com and our store is inhotwaterstore.com.
Yeah, thanks for having us, guys. You guys are great. Really enjoy this show, man.
Yeah, so
keep
fun.
Keep doing the Lord's work.
Thank you. I got to bust
we'll try. We're probably going to get canceled after this one, for Christ's sake.
That's fine. You know. We've had Alex Jones on. I think you guys will be fine.
Thank you.
Oh, shit. You guys won Alex Jones yesterday, right?
Yeah.
No, 3 days ago.
Wink, wink. That's right. We were. He was great. He was a lot of fun.
He's, isn't it, I mean, I assume you watched that last or the original Rogan episode with him. When I say original, I mean from this year.
Yeah.
What did it make you think when Rogan kept having Jamie fact check what he's saying? And he's like, oh, yeah, I guess that is true.
Yeah, it was like, was I the only one fist pumping? Like, yeah.
Well, it seems like if Alex is such a character and he's right that much, then that means we're living in a fucking joke here.
It was like frustrating in a way. So like, am I crazy? Yeah. So what I'm saying is true. It's like, yeah.
You're just being gaslit by the media, who is a fucking puppet for the state.
Oh, well, we tweeted the pictures of us on social media. It's like, you're an idiot. I can't believe I'm like, why? He's a regular dude.
Yeah.
You know,
he's fun.
And
he's fun, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's more the arrogance. It's like, he's wrong. Why don't you fact check?
Why don't people listen?
Yeah.
Tell me why he's wrong, and then he has been wrong before, but so has everyone.
Like my bus driver always says, the mall is the next stop, sir. Sit down. I'll let you know when we get
there. That was a really good way to honor the bus driver.
I don't see how that ties in.
You guys were amazing.
It doesn't happen a lot organically where you can honor your bus driver. So
you got it.
You were ready for that one.
The last stop is the first stop you never took, and that's Aaron Berg.
You should get that shirt made and give it to your fucking
the last
bus
stop
driver.
Is a, that's it's always a different bus driver. Brilliant. I can't print that many up. All right. I got to go get t-shirt. This barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah, Terry Bradshaw.
It's not Terry Bradshaw. It's Terry Blacks.
Yeah, terrible Blacks.
Terry Bradshaw has shingles. We're going to have brisket.
You got to let that go.
All right.
See you guys later. Enjoy your Terry Blacks. Thank you for being here, boys. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.